This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey guys, welcome to the Feel Good Podcast. Congratulations. Crazy, 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 crazy. And Chris Everett, check that. Remember that shit with Jim Rome? Dude. We talked about that on this podcast before. Go figure out. Guess what episode? Who knows? Who knows, man? We've talked about so much shit. It is episode 223 of Congratulations, the world famous feel good podcast of the century, dude. Isn't that great? Yay! Yay, the feel good podcast of the century. Yay! Anything feel good fucking sucks. He's a hater, my babies. He's a hater. I don't like feel good. I was talking about how dessert sometimes is too desserty, and somebody said, this man will hate on anything. And it's not that. It's the sweetness. It's the sweetness. If it's too sweet, I'm out. Things need to be diluted. Otherwise, you keep going. You keep banging and banging and banging and banging and banging and banging. And before you know it, you're eating a McRib, and you're liking it. You can't be liking it. You can't be liking a McRib. You know why? Because McRibs are absolutely fucking atrocious. And if you like a McRib, you piece of shit. Now that's over on the with. You could go see me on my second YouTube channel, More Chris D'Elia, and where I just put out a McRib thing, where I'm fucking evaluating the piece of shit McRib. And then I also have a new video out where I'm baking a pie, and I fucking killed that pie, dude. I made a pie so good. I had my daddy and my mommy eat it, dude. And guess what happened? They said, hey, guess what, Chris? You got to make two pies for Thanksgiving. Dude, how gangster is that? Your boy didn't know he was a pie maker. Your boy didn't know he was a baker. Dude, what the fuck? What am I, a character in a Lifetime movie? In a Lifetime movie? Said it with the wrong accent, and the sentence was done way before I thought it was. In a Lifetime movie. What am I, a character in a Lifetime movie, dude? That's the kind of fucking mother. Dude, I made two pies. I made one pie. I'm going to make two pies for Thanksgiving. This episode will be after Thanksgiving, but the pies will be fucking fantastic, man. The first pie made was fantastic. Anyway, dude, go get your merch at chrisdelia.com. We got the new Life Rips set out. We've got the new, by the way, the Sandstorm shit. That's all. It's like, it's going. Every time I restock it, that shit flies off the shelves. chrisdelia.com. I'm so sorry to break your heart, strong guys. We've got that merch. We've got the Make Friends in the Comments merch. And that shit is mint green. It's just so drippy, you guys. It's so drippy. We've got short sleeves, long sleeves. We've got pants, dude. We do it all, man. And we've got mugs, too. We've got Life Rips mugs out there. chrisdelia.com. That's the newest thing. I'm drinking from the Me Right Now mug from Matt D'Elia. He sells those. So that's what's up, dude. I gotta keep saying this because people aren't really understanding what I'm saying. Like, I try to get the message out here by using this podcast, my platform. Hundreds of thousands of people watch this shit. I mean, we have episodes that go up into the millions. I'm trying to fucking tell you guys, I'm not watching fucking Succession, okay? I'm not watching it. This is for my friends, for my family, for my fans. I'm not watching it. Don't tell me to watch it. You don't have to tell me how good episode 5 was this season, that it might be the best episode of the whole season. I'm not watching it. I don't do that. And if I didn't watch Squid Game as early as I did, I wouldn't watch that either, dude. Okay? Your boy found Squid Game real early on. I found Squid Game way early on, dude. You know why? Because I'm not racist, dude. I'll watch anything. They don't have to be speaking English. They don't have to all be white. All of those people were Korean in that. And I watched it before I knew it was some hot shit. Okay? Now everyone's going on and on about Korean shit. About you got to watch this, you got to watch that. And guess what? Watch some other Korean shit after that because everyone was like, oh, if you like that, you got to watch this. And guess how bad it was? So bad. Squid Game is good. The other stuff that people say is better than... Well, actually,
if you like Squid Game, you actually got to see... You know what you should see? You got to see the one with the...
No, it's bad. The new show Hellbound on Netflix that the guy from Train to Busan made, it is bad. I didn't fucking make these rules, right? I didn't make these rules. But the thing is, bro, there's too many shows to watch. I don't watch them when they come out. I'm in control of my body and I'm not fucking watching TV shows. Here's the thing. The world created binge watching. Thank you, world. So that's it. Now I get the binge watch. Oh, you motherfucker, you want me to tune in to weekly television? What is this, 1994? What am I, trying to watch a fucking commercial? Dude, I'm watching, I'm binging. That's it. You created binging. I don't go backwards. Oh, yeah, but you got to watch Succession. Oh, cool. Oh, where do I watch it? Well, it comes out every week. Stop right there, dude. I wait till all of the shit is done and it's dumped on HBO Max and then I can watch it. But guess what? I don't watch it right afterwards. I don't do that because some shows are banging and then drop the fuck off. And then I'm caught in the middle, right? I wait years after this shit. The show has to hold, it has to stand the test of time. Breaking Bad, I saw that in 2020. You know how gangster that is? I wait. I wanted to watch it, but I wait. I saw Lost in 2020. I saw Dexter 5 years after Dexter. I wait. Because the last thing you're doing is getting me on the fucking hype train and clicking on fucking, oh, Homeland's good? Cool. Oh, middle of season one, amazing. Oh, this is a fucking banging show. Oh, Homeland season two, I'm out. Right? Remember when everyone was up and you gotta watch Homeland, you gotta wanna, and then season two of Homeland, everyone was going like this. So anyway, there's another show called 24. Then I don't, dude, I'm not getting caught in the middle of that shit. The show will be the whole show. Every episode will come out and then your boy will try to binge watch it, but just not yet though. It has to stand the test of time. The Wire, I watched it way later. Sopranos, I'm still not done with it. That's how gangster I am. Do you understand? Talk about a show after, then I'll watch it. The good ones, that's great. Make the show, make the whole show. Make the whole show, take a break, let the society figure it out. Nobody talks about Homeland. I wouldn't have fucking even thought about Homeland right now. I'll never watch it. Didn't stand the test of time. Season one was good. Season two was all right, whatever. I don't even know how far it went. But that was all the rage, dude. You didn't trick your boy. I didn't get caught dead in the middle of Homeland. No fucking way, dude. No way. You created binge watching, so now I binge watch. I fucked up and I put on the Dexter, new Dexter thing, True Blood. I thought it was a movie. And then fucking it's one, they're like next week. I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. I thought it was a movie. And now I realize that there's going to be like 10 episodes of the fucking bullshit and I'm stuck. This shit better be good. They changed the intro. Remember the fucking intro used to be like, and now it's all fucking slick and shit. Don't fuck with a good thing. So that's my, you know, my thing about the binge watching thing. Stop telling me how good Succession is. I'm not going to, but you really should. Okay, I know you have a thing, but you really should. My friends will be telling me this. And Mark Wahlberg, stop. You're done. You did it. You did it, dude. What's with the clothes? He's got a clothing line now. Why? For what? Dude, this is what I don't get about these uber successful motherfuckers. I get that it takes a certain mentality to get there, but Mark Wahlberg, dude, The Rock, like when he's tequila, really? You know, tequila, Kevin Hart, you're making underwear? Mark Wahlberg is making fucking, what are you doing? Kevin Hart, what are you doing with your LOL network? You know what I mean? Like, what's the end goal? To be a quadrillionaire? They just don't stop. Mark Wahlberg has a clothing line. Mark Wahlberg has a clothing line. What's it called? Municipal or some shit? I get to, don't ever get to the municipal clothing. We got the sweats. We got the tops. Good for working out. For what? What the fuck does Mark Wahlberg have a clothing line for? Hey, man, you're in Four Brothers. Chill on the crew necks. You know? Hey, dude. You're in Transformers. You're not even Transformers 1. You're in Transformers 4. Chill on the sweatpants. I don't get it. Why? Because I can. I think that's the thing. It's like, because I can. Like rappers, I get it. Rappers dress like fucking lunatics. But Mark Wahlberg just puts on a shirt and jeans every day. I wanted to come correct because they're like, not in the good cut. Fashion designers, good, the fucking, I don't like the cut of the shirt in the, yeah.
Wahlburgers. Oh, you make burgers, dude?
Hey, Mark Wahlberg, you don't even eat burgers. Look at your body. And dude, now you're going to chill out in your clothing line eating your burgers. Dude, fucking Wahlburgers. It's a play on words. Like, just did it because it's the play on words, dude. You can't have a company that, although it's successful, who the fuck am I to know? Who the fuck? Wahlburgers, dude. They're good as fuck. Have you ever had a Wahlburger? God damn, dude. They're good as fuck. I'm going to get some municipal clothings. Yeah, but Mark Wahlberg, what's the end game here? You're going to be the president? You know, you know The Rock is running for president, right? You know The Rock is running for president. If The Rock doesn't run for president, I will stick a turkey baster full of gasoline up my anus and sit down. Are we good? I will do that. If The Rock dies of old age, you can't get hit by a car because it's like, you know, people could come up and say, well, he didn't run and he did die. So technically, here's the gasoline with the turkey baster. Go sit on it. If he dies of old age and doesn't run for president, yeah, I'll probably be, if that does happen, I'll probably be 65 or something. Remind me, dude. If I still have this fucking show, shoot me. But remind me. I'll do it. There's no fucking way. Dude, you got to know people, man. You think The Rock isn't gearing up for a 2032 election? You're out of your goddamn mind. You know how The Simpsons predicted everything? This show's predicting everything from here on out. The Rock 2032. Hello, vote for me. I am The Rock. I died 1,000 years ago. Yeah, dude, The Rock. That's it. Oh, and he's going to win. Can you smell what the president's cooking? Just getting drunk off his tequila, wearing municipal shorts. Mark Wahlberg is his VP. You know, I really think, though, just getting behind The Rock was really the idea to go. As a matter of fact, dude, that's going to be what it is. That's a ticket. The Rock and Mark Wahlberg, president, VP, 2032. Yeah. These guys, when do they stop? Kevin Hart, he was in a feel-good movie with fucking Bryan Cranston. When does it stop, dude? Oh, fuck. When I start doing movies, dude, forget it. That's it. I'm going to do the crazy. I'm going to be in a Lifetime movie, dude. I will be in a Hallmark movie. I will be in fucking Days of Our Lives. I'll do all sorts of crazy janky shit. And I'll also do that good shit. My guys are doing it all wrong, man. I don't get it. Yeah, I got a neck tattoo, dude. That's what's up. It's real. Let's put it to bed, dude. It's real. I loved it. I posted it on my Instagram and everybody, there were so many people like, you could tell it's fake, bro. Yeah, right. You could tell it's fake. Look at the third pic. You could tell it's fake. What about this? What about how it's real, though? It's real, dude. I'm all in. You lean in. I don't give a shit. For the longest time, I wasn't getting tattoos. I always wanted tattoos. For the longest time, I didn't get tattoos because, you know, I was like, well, I don't have to cover it up for jobs or this and that. I don't want to distract it from my stand-up. I don't give a fuck. Look at it. Look at it all day long. I don't care. I love it. I had a little bit of a fucking, as soon as I got it, I started driving home and I was like, oh my God, what did I do? And then fucking 5 minutes later, I was on, dude. It hurt like a motherfucker. You know what people say? Do neck tats hurt because it's your neck and it's a sensitive area? You know, think about it. Think about when someone kisses, you're like, right? think about like that second time you're starting to like make out with the chick and then she's like goes for your neck and you're like, like it's a real sensitive area, right? Like if you're ever, I don't know, it seems like a too, like if you're kissing with someone, you know, whether you're a guy or a girl and you're kissing a guy or a girl, like the first time if they're going for the neck shit, that's a little much, right? But the second time if you're going for the neck shit, okay, because we're a little bit more familiar with each other, right? It's a sensitive area. You don't want to go to that sensitive area right away, right? What if they don't like it? So the second time you go for that sensey area, right? And so that's what you do. And so the neck is a sensitive area. So when I get the fucking neck tattoo, I was like, is it going to hurt? And the guy's like, yeah, it's going to hurt as much as that's the thing about tattoos. For those of you who don't have tattoos, they hurt as much as you think that they would hurt. But there's something that they don't tell you, and I'm going to get into that, okay? Now, this tattoo took about 2.5 hours, two and a half hours. It didn't take that long. I thought it was going to take a long time. Most of the time it took was him drawing it out. I'll shout out the guy afterwards. But so I wanted to get this 40 with a rose coming through it, right? There's 40 days between all of my family's birthdays. Like, it's very weird and coincidental. Calvin was born February 18th, 20 to 1820, add all that up together. It's 40. A lot of 40. 40 was a transformative year in my life. A lot of things are connected, a lot of connectivity with the number 40 in my life. So I was like, oh shit, this is going to be a banging tattoo. And I decided to get it and I'm happy about it. All right. But I wanted to do that. And I wanted it to mean something because it's on my fucking neck, right? I don't want to get the goddamn Roadrunner or whatever the fuck. My friend went in high school one time. When I was in high school, we were at the YMCA working out, and he had a fucking Yosemite Sam on his ankle, and he fucking got and it got like caught in a car accident, and Yosemite Sam was like all jagged and shit. And he was like, the only thing that makes a Yosemite Sam tattoo worse is a scar in between his fucking goddamn mustache. It looked awful, but it was hilarious. Anyway, so I'm sitting down, I'm like, how much is gonna hurt? And he drew it out. It took 2 hours. He drew it out, and then I sat down. He's like, it's gonna hurt. You're gonna, you know, it's gonna hurt as much as you think it does. First hour. I realized something. Oh, I must be a tough guy. It doesn't hurt at all. It's sensitive, right? But it doesn't hurt at all. Oh, I realized, oh, good thing I'm getting this neck tattoo because I'm a tough guy. Because it doesn't hurt at all. And I'm like, these motherfuckers out here saying tattoos. Some people say, oh, did it hurt? Dude, this didn't hurt. This didn't hurt. I got one on my chest. It doesn't hurt. I have one right around my anus. I don't, but it just doesn't hurt, right? An hour in, no pain. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm a tough guy. I always wondered, you know, I haven't been in that many fights or anything like that, but I always wondered if I was a tough guy. And right now, the first half of this neck tattoo, I'm realizing, oh shit, good thing I'm a tough guy. The second hour of the neck tattoo, I'm not going to lie, it started hurting. Now, I realized it was because, you know, the first hour he was fucking opening it all up. And then when he was going over it, he was going over it again and it was opened all the fuck up and he was just to the already tender area. So now I'm less of a tough guy, but I'm like, I could deal with it. 15 minutes into the second hour, we're about an hour and 15 minutes in. It feels annoying. But it wasn't the pain. It was the fact that my body was like, hey, get out of here. What are you doing, though? My body was going like this. So, it's really uncomfortable. It was like a next door neighbor and the party's too loud. It was just, hey, just I'm trying to sleep. It's past 10 and... honestly, your hooba stank is too loud, and if you could just turn it down, I'd appreciate it. That's what my body was doing. Imagine that then for 45 minutes. Dude, my body was like, what are you, just get away from what's happening. And it wasn't the pain. It was the amount of uncomfortability my body was in laying there, just having to sit there and do something that wasn't pleasant. And my legs were twitching. I was breathing heavy. And I was like, it was so fucking annoying, dude. And when he finished, When he finished, I leveled up. right? I walked into that parlor, a certain amount of sexy. And then when I walked out, I was top-notch sexy. Whoops, I leveled up, right? I walked down the street different now, okay? Your boy's got something crazy about him. I'm super mysterious. Why would Crystalia get an, uh-oh, that's just how it is. It's different now. So when you look at me, you see my face, but you also see 40. It's a little different now. I'm all in, dude. These motherfuckers are out here, you know, oh, you're hardcore? Okay, well, I got a fucking 40 and a rose on my neck. So it's all good. That's how hardcore your boy be. I'm going to get more, dude. I'm lucky. You're lucky if I don't get a fucking eagle around my throat. I don't know, man. Fucking Wahlburgers, you know? There's a new, what do you call it? A website, social networking website called Space Hay. Have you heard about this, Juan? Space Hay, dude. It's a on this? Oh, we did. Okay. Dude, Space Hay. It's a fucking throwback to like the retro days of like MySpace. It looks just like MySpace. It's called Space Hay. Okay? The worst fucking name. First of all, call it Hay Space. Space Hay? What kind of fucking Down syndrome shit is that? Space Hay. Hello, Space Hay. That's like if a Down syndrome dude was in a rocket near Mars. Be like, you know where we are? Space Hay. Fuck it. Cancel me. I don't give a shit. That's what it's like, dude. Space Hay. Space Hay, dude. Dude, hey should never be the second fucking word in your thing, you know? If you are walking, if Mark walks into a room, Mark, hey, you've been doing some shady shit. Hey, Mark, that's nothing. Mark, hey, you were fucking Mark's wife. Mark, hey, Mark's house is on fire. Mark, hey, you just fucking lost Mark's, the stocks. I'm taking less gabapentin now so I can remember words. Yes, dude. I'm taking less gabapentin. Yes. His legs are fidgety, but he's still busting and keeping it real. So, yeah, dude. So I do. So Space Hay. So it's called Space Hay, and it's for fucking absolute losers. Space Hay's for fucking losers, and it's because, dude, just give it up. You know what I mean? MySpace was a thing. It came and went. Then you got Facebook. It came and went. Now your grandpa and grandma's all on Facebook. That's fine. Give it up. Instagram is a thing, and it's slowly becoming nothing, and now it's TikTok, whether you like it or not. But guess what? It's not. Space Hay. Dude, it's not, okay? Who's on it? Fucking 60-year-olds? So fucking, so ruthlessly sad to be on fucking Space Hay. How many people are on Space Hay? What do they have, like a fucking 100,000 people? That's hilarious. Just 100,000 people in fucking JNCO jeans. We got to watch this fucking video, dude. We got to watch this video right here. This video is so fucking funny. Kid gets hit in the crotch, moans and farts. All of the things I like. All of the things I like in a video, dude. And how long's the video? Oh, dude, it's fucking 12 seconds. Oh, dude, it's not even time out of my day. I watched it countless times, dude. Look at this kid figuring this shit out.
I have a question. Does anyone know how to actually use these things? Because
I seriously have no idea.
Oh. Dude.
I have a question. Does anyone know how to actually use these things? Because
I seriously have no idea.
Dude, why is he bust, man? Why is he fucking bust? Snap. Snap. Wettest fart, dude. What a fucking wet garbage fart.
I have a question.
So dorky.
Does anyone know how to actually use these things? Because
I seriously have no idea.
Bro. What? Keeps farting at the end, dude. Fucking falls down and the fart's like, we're not done. Oh my God. I have a question. How come, does anyone know how to use these things? Because nobody, I just seriously don't. How? Oh, just so sad. There's nothing worse that's ever going to happen to this person. You know, dude, the fucking little closet he's in that's in 19 million fucking homes in California. Dude. The fucking goddamn, look at this shit.
I have a question.
That's good.
Does anyone know how to actually use these things? Because
I seriously have no idea.
Just a dying animal, dude. Just a deer that got shot. I have a question. Does anyone know how to use these things? Because I have seriously no idea. Dude, the worst sounds that have ever been all together, dude. Imagine busting and shitting like that, dude. Holy shit, man. Why is he bust, man? Guy's got a pain kink for sure. God damn, that's hilarious. Oh, fuck that fucking... Oh, fuck. Dude, did you know that 1.2% of people in America are schizophrenic? Oh, dude, I didn't know that. Oh, figure out schizophrenia, doctors. Oh, that's too many. 1.2% of people in America think that there's like basically 1.2% more Americans. Do you know what I mean? That's insane. Schizophrenia is that thing where you think other people are around you. How many people do schizophrenic people think are in America? How many people are in America, by the way? Like 500,000, 400,000? Oh, I'm sorry. How many? Yeah. 3,000. 3,000 people? 300 million. Oh, for fuck. What would I say? 300? I meant 300 million. God damn it. Fucking fuck. I'm still taking gabapentin. How many people are in America? 330 million? Okay. Fucking, that's so many people to have schizophrenia. How many people is that to have schizophrenia? 30 million people. 330 million people. 30 million people. Come on. What is it? 39 million people. Hell yeah, dude. That's way too many people to have schizophrenia. Right? Oh, saying, hang on, the worst mathematician, and he has an iPad right in front of him. One fire, dude. Whatever, it's a lot of people, dude. I don't need to know. Schizophrenia, dude, that is so many people that think that there are so many more people than there actually are, that is so sad. How many? Oh, this is a fucking debacle. This is a travesty. How many fucking? 4.8 million people? No, it's more than that, dude. It's 30 million people. It's got to be 30 million. For fuck's sake, dude. I wish you had microphones at this time point so we could talk, but we can't, dude. It's a solo show. We keeps it real. We keep it that way. Dude, okay, anyway, dude, cut a lot of that shit out, by the way. But, dude, I mean, so many mistakes were made there. God damn, so many fucking mistakes. I said 330,000 people were in America. I meant million. I thought I was saying million. I have GABA, but dude, I have a fucking goddamn. I need to get this guy. I need to wean off my gabapentin. But anyway, dude, my point is that there's too many people that have schizophrenia, and it's not even fucking interesting anymore. I was going to go on a whole thing, and I just don't even care about it anymore. But that's the beauty of this podcast. Yes, dude, some fucking topics crash and burn. Yes. Fuck yeah, dude. Oh. How many fucking, what I want to know for real is, how many fucking Spider-Man movies are there? First of all, I saw the new movie coming out called Tick, Tick, Boom, Boom, or whatever the fuck it is, with that guy who plays the first, the second Spider-Man. What's his name? Andrew Garfield. Okay, dude. It's a movie where he plays a piano and sings. And I don't like when all of a sudden actors are just going to sing throughout the whole movie, you know, like when Ewan McGregor did it in Moulin Rouge. All of a sudden, he was you were just like, okay, I guess he sings? I don't know, you know? And now fucking Andrew Garfield's doing it in a movie called Tick, Tick, Boom, worst title of all time, all good, right? People will watch it anyway because Andrew Garfield, because Netflix, all good. From the creators of fucking Manuel, whatever that guy's name is, all good. Doesn't matter. That's fine. My point is there was a fucking billboard on it that said urgent performance by Andrew Garfield. That was the thing they used to put on the billboard. Urgent performance, dude. Like the cocksucking balls that these motherfuckers, that these critics just say it's great. These critics try to come out with so many different ways to say how something's good. This is so urgent performance. Get off now, by the way. It's streaming. Go now. This is an important, when they say, people say, an important portrayal by the fucking chick that's in the goddamn new Men in Black movie. That chick is always the fucking darling right now, right? The lady with the, who was in the, I don't even know, she was in Black Mirror, and then she was all of a sudden in 900 Hollywood and things, and now she's doing a movie in black and white. I don't even know her name. It doesn't matter. I never want to know it, but it's just like, she, a gut-wrenching, ripping performance. They're just saying urgent performance. What do you mean? It's on Netflix. I could just watch it whenever. An urgent, they don't even give up. They're just saying shit. This movie is an unbelievable Ferrari. It's just fucking, just say it's great. Dude, your job isn't a job. The most urgent performance in the last decade. Dude, he's singing, playing the piano, saying tick, tick, boom, boom. He's fucking Spider-Man, for fuck's sake. Dude, what's the fucking, how many Spider-Man movies are there is what I'm getting at. How many, 900? How many Spider-Man movies are there? And who's Spider-Man now? I'm 41. Who's Spider-Man now? There's all sorts of motherfuckers playing Spider-Man every fucking 5 years. And it's like, it's the new James Bond. And then how many, and why is it always, hey, Spider-Man comes home. Spider-Man back home. Homecoming Spider-Man. Home slice. Spider-Man the home slice. Shut up, incels! Fucking butters, shut up! The anger comes out. How many fucking Spider-Man? Shut up! God, I hate my fucking, I love my dogs. I never think about them. It's like, my favorite Spider-Man was Andrew Garfield. I'm the only guy who doesn't think that he's the fucking good Spider-Man. What's his name? Tobey Maguire just sucks because he's just, dude, Spider-Man's got to be a little bit good looking. Tobey Maguire is just a guy you would walk past in Ohio. You know what I mean? You just walk past him and someone would be like, did you see that guy? And you'd say, no. That's who Tobey Maguire is. Anybody's name, also, dude, like your name's Toby, you know? What is this bullshit? Are you kidding me? This movie review? Tick, tick, boom, boom on Netflix. Watch an itchy urgency when an itchy urgency needs some scratching. This is the fucking goddamn shit. It's just a movie, dude. You know? It's not voting. These critics are the worst. All critics. Every critic, you know? Like, why are we making them have a job? It's one of those fucking non-jobs. Like I always say, like Hitch on fucking, with Will Smith. That's not a job. But what was I talking about? Spider-Man, dude. I mean, it's just like, And then the Tom Holland, is that his name? Oh, I love that kid. I love that guy. That dude just always like spoiling movies and shit that he's in. He completely spoils every movie he's in doing promo for it. But he's just, he's pushing it. He's a good actor. He's a fucking great actor. But just like Spider-Man was Andrew Garfield to me, dude. He's handsome, but also seems like he might be an aloof dork. That's who fucking Peter Parker was. That's it, dude. I don't talk about it anymore. I'm done. I'm done talking about that. There's 900 Spider-Man movies. I played a little GTA, and I'm trying to get into it, but it's no Red Dead Redemption 2, dude. People are talking to me like, oh, play The Witcher 3. That's got heart just like Red Dead. I get it, but dude, I don't know, man. I'm not really into that fantasy shit. You know, Red Dead Redemption, that was how life was back then, and GTA 5, that's how life is right now, dude. It is. I just don't know about The Witcher, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to try these different games. But Grand Theft Auto is just like so fucking, it's hard. It's hard for me. You know, I'm 41 and it's hard for me. And I play on Twitch. Come on down to Flex Avenue and join us. And people are like, bro, you're so bad. It's so hard to watch. But dude, I can't help it, man. I learn as fast as I learn. What the fuck's up with that Hezbollah guy? What is he like 3 feet and 40 years old? I don't even know. Can I even say that? That 3 foot guy that they're trying to get to the UFC to fight another 3 foot guy. Like, dude, you know what I mean? Like, and what the fuck? This kid's just sitting in first class with stacks and a mask, an adult mask on. It's covering his eyes because he's so small. And he's just got stacks of whatever the fuck money this is in this picture. What's the deal with him? I don't know. I don't know. What does he do? What's his job? This is the time we live in now. You don't even need to have a job. You could just be a fucking person that looks a certain way and then get money, you know? Whether you're a fucking hot chick on TikTok dancing a fucking renegade, 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 or you're just some fucking short guy running around acting like you're 40 years old, he is, I guess, then all of a sudden you just get money. Remember in the 80s when you had to actually do some shit? When you had to fucking, remember the 90s when you had to fucking like literally like start a grunge band from the ground up and it took fucking 15 years before you could start being like, oh yeah, selling out a goddamn troubadour. Now it's just renegade, 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 renegade. All you got to do is fucking, it's unbelievable, dude. What I do know is I made fucking $2 on TikTok today. So that's what's up. Oh, we're 55 minutes in. Wow, that really flew by. I don't know, man. Who knows anymore? Who knows anymore? I'm just fucking, dude. How many times can Postmates fuck up, by the way? 60% of the time. I ordered a burrito, they showed up with a fucking empty bag. Here you go. It just had the sauce in it. I'm like, bro. You don't even check it too. Every time I pick it up, because I let them leave. I say, leave it outside of the thing. Sometimes they still knock on the door or ring the doorbell. It literally says on my thing, baby's asleep. Don't ring or knock. And they'll just ding dong. And I'm just, just leave it out there. Fucking. And then I show up and it's just like some Kleenex and a goddamn, some fucking Barks root beer. And I'm like, what the fuck, dude? And no burrito, dude. I got a fucking white bean salad and a burrito. Just the white bean salad shows up. This is what happens when motherfuckers are out there dancing a renegade on TikTok. And you get a career just for looking a certain way. That's the end of civilization. When you get a job because you look a certain way, it's over. Unless you're a model, right? Actor, maybe, if you need to fit the part. But like, fucking goddamn, dude. Whatever, who cares? Who even knows anymore? I gotta go to the bathroom so bad. I think I have to stop so we can cut this. And I'll have to come back and finish up because I gotta go to the bathroom so bad. I'm back, dude. I had to go to the bathroom. Sorry, I had to go potty. I'm glad, though, because while I was going to the bathroom, I remembered this shit. Dude, we had my family over. Like, my mom and my dad. And they came over to eat dinner. And we had another friend of ours here, and Calvin and Kristen. And I haven't talked to my dad about this yet, and I want to talk to you guys about this first because I don't even know why, but I think it'll be fucking funny because my dad listens to this podcast and he's definitely going to hear this. But like, so we got pasta. This is a fucking minor thing, right? But we got pasta, and I got 3 angel hairs. I got spaghetti bolognese for Kristen, and I got linguine in a pink sauce for me. Pink sauce didn't show up. It was red sauce anyway. Got pissed. It was Maria's Italian Kitchen. You know the fucking story I told about it, and they didn't fucking do the pink sauce. Got pissed, but it's all good. I also got 2 caprese's, and I got a fucking salmon. Whatever. I got a shitload of food. The most thing that we had, though, was the angel hair pasta, right? I was like, you can't go wrong with that. The people are going to like it. My family's Italian. It's fine. My parents said they didn't care what we were going to eat, so fine. So it all came, and I got the fucking shit, the linguine and pink sauce for me. It didn't have a pink sauce, and it had a red sauce. So I was like, I just put it in my bowl, and I brought it over to the thing. All this stuff was on the kitchen island. So I put it in the bowl. I brought it over to the dining room. And I see my dad with angel hair pasta, okay? And then I see Kristen bring her spaghetti with meat sauce over to her dining room table. Then I leave to get up to get a drink. The only person at the dining room table now is my dad with his angel hair pasta. Okay? I go get the drink. I come back and I notice in my dad's dish is angel hair pasta and some spaghetti with meat sauce. Right? Now, the only person who had spaghetti with meat sauce in their bowl was Kristen. Everyone else had angel hair pasta and I had the linguine. I noticed it. And I thought, I must have not seen something right. He must have got it at the kitchen island, whatever, right? Because the only other explanation would be he was at the dining room table alone and then literally scooped spaghetti with meat sauce out of Kristen's bowl and put it in his bowl, which is something that just my dad would never do, okay? So now I'm like, well, shit. Maybe my dad, you know, when people get older, they just start doing shit. You know what I mean? Like like when people get really old, that's when they just start farting and you don't even know if like they meant to do it or not, but you don't even question it, right? Like a 78-year-old man will just be standing in like a TV room and you're watching TV and he'll just be like, and you'll just like, won't even say anything about it. Cause you're like, well, they're 78, right? But so I'm like, my dad's not there yet. My dad's 73, but maybe that was the moment where he was just like, oh, pasta, and put it in his shit. And we just got to allow, now we just got to live by a different set of standards for dad, right? Like, oh, we never know. We never know what the fuck he's going to be thinking or doing, or maybe he's going to be that guy that's just standing in the living room while we're watching the Mets play, and he's just going to fart, and we're just going to like not even mention it. So I go to bed that night. I forget it. And then Kristen says, you know, I think that your dad took some of my spaghetti with meat sauce, but it was so weird because he didn't do it at the kitchen island, the island in the kitchen. He did it already when we had already picked our portions. And I don't know if, and she said the exact same thing I did. She was like, I don't know if he did it because like, he's just old and he just thought, oh, whatever. Or if he, or what? And I was like, it's so unlike him to be rude and just be like, I want that boss. Like, and so I haven't asked him about it, but I'm going to ask him and I'm going to keep you guys updated about this because I want to know if my dad even knows he did it. He's probably not going to remember and this is all going to be fucked. But I'm going to tell my mom about it. She's going to laugh her fucking ass off. And I asked my brother about it. And I was like, dude, does dad have dementia? Like, what's going on? And my brother's like, maybe he just wanted it and thought, fuck it. And I was like, man, when you put it that way, it's less rude. And it's just like, I don't know. I just wanted some. But it was just so fucking weird. It was weird, though, to have that moment of, shit, dude, is my dad now just old as shit? He's 73 and he looks, you know, 67. 65, he looks good. But like, I don't know, I'm going to ask. And then you guys are going to know about it next time. I'm, you know what, I should fucking call him next episode and ask him what the fuck he was doing with the thing. I should call him now. Fuck it, I'm not going to put him on the spot like that. Actually, you know what? I'm going to fucking call him now. I'm going to call him now. I'm going to text him now and then see if he will pick up. I don't want to. Hi, Dad. I'm doing my podcast and have a question. Can I call you? We can cut it out if you don't want it on. Okay, waiting. This should be good. Although he's probably not going to fucking write back quickly. Although it is only fucking 9 p.m. Let's see if he fucking... Or just call me. Me. This is good. In the meantime, I should have done this in the beginning of the episode. In the meantime, I'm going to... What should we talk about? Well, no, he's probably fucking watching Combat or something. The show in 1952. Dude, my dad will watch the fucking... He'll be like, you got to watch this show, Combat. You got to... Dude, every... I can't wait. Christmas is coming up. Dude, he's going to fucking want to watch It's a Wonderful Life. And then after the Christmas... Oh, there he is. What's up? Hey. Oh, you called me mobile. Always mobile and not FaceTime audio, but it's okay. Are you there?
You want me to call you on FaceTime audio?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to call you on FaceTime audio, okay?
Okay.
All right. He fucking never does it, dude. I say, always call me on FaceTime audio, and he never does it. I mean, never. It's so much clearer, dude. You there?
Hey, what's up?
Way better, dude. How come you don't ever call me on FaceTime? Why don't you call me on FaceTime audio?
Because I didn't think I had to.
But you know that you have to when I'm at home.
I didn't think I had to in this house.
In this house? What do you mean in this house? In your house?
The house you're in now.
Oh. Well, yeah, no. Oh, got it. Okay, in the other house. You thought it was another house thing.
Yeah.
Okay, listen.
The other house.
So, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You're on my podcast. I could cut it out if you don't want to be whatever, but I mean, it's not anything. I don't think you'd care. I just wanted to say that. But like, okay, so the other night we ordered pasta, and remember we got it from Maria's Italian Kitchen and we all ate it and shit, right? We were all together.
Right.
And then I got spaghetti bolognese for Kristen, and then I got myself spaghetti with red sauce. It was supposed to be pink sauce, but it was red sauce. And then I got a bunch of angel hair pasta. Right?
Right.
And you got angel hair pasta.
Okay.
Okay, so. All right. Just, I'm telling you. I'm not asking you. I'm telling you. You got angel hair pasta at the, the kitchen island, right? And then you brought it over to the dining room table. And I was, right. And I was there, and I had my spaghetti and a red sauce. And Kristen brought her spaghetti with the meat sauce over to her thing. And then when I looked over, I looked away for a second. Maybe I got up to get a drink and then I came back and you had angel hair pasta and spaghetti with meat sauce in your bowl.
Right.
Okay. What do you, I at this moment I was like, I didn't know what you did. I was like, are you all of it? Was this the moment that you've become an old guy and didn't understand that? That was not your pasta, or did you just, were you just?
I saw the bowl of pasta bolognese on the table.
Yeah.
And I thought that was for all of us.
Oh.
So I took some of it from, and I understood after the fact that it was Kristen's bowl. But I didn't know it at the time.
All right. That's the best possible answer. That's the best possible.
I just took it by mistake.
I
thought it was for everybody.
But don't you know that we already had the pasta on the kitchen island for people, and then we brought it to the. Why would we bring it to a second location so you could also serve yourself?
I didn't know that. I didn't know that until after you told me that.
Oh, I told you that.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, right now you mean, right now. Okay.
You told me the pasta was on the table, and I didn't know that.
Do you understand that when I was, when that happened, I thought like, oh shit, my dad's an old guy. I thought that this was just the moment we were just going to have to treat you differently, and you're just going to be the guy eating everybody's pasta and like farting in the middle of the room. I was like, oh no.
That's funny.
All right, so you still got some years left with your mental faculty.
I guess so.
Jesus.
I guess so.
All right, that's it. I just
made a mistake.
No, that's okay. I'd rather you make a mistake than fucking think every pasta is your pasta.
You thought I was just eating from somebody else's plate?
I thought maybe, you know when guys, you know, like 85, 90-year-olds, you're just like, they just do shit, and you're like, oh, just, they're going to, like, they're just who they are. They're old.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's good. That honestly, I can breathe easier now.
I can't believe you called me.
Yeah. Well, because I was telling the story on my podcast, and I was like, I'll find out and get back. I was like, no, you know what? I'm just going to call him.
Okay.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. See ya. Bye. All right. There you have it, dude. My dad's got a few more years with his fucking mental capacity. That makes me feel good. All right. And that's why we call it the Feel Good Podcast. Congratulations. Do you see? It all comes first full circle. It was the best possible scenario. When you're an addict and you're working the steps, they tell you, hey, don't suppose shit that you don't know about. I was supposing that all of a sudden my dad was going to have dementia farting in the living room while we were trying to watch baseball, when in actuality, he just made a fucking absolutely moronic mistake, thinking that you would bring the fucking pasta to a second location, like it's a kidnap victim, and like have your way with it. You know? Unbelievable. Well, you guys, like what else would you have a fucking kitchen island for if not to like serve? And we bring it back to the fucking dining room, and he's serving himself there too. Dude, she also took it out of the container already. It was in a bowl. Dude, I got to call him back after this. All right, you guys are great. Thank you very much. Go to crystalia.com and get that merch. Support the show. We love it. Hey, guys. Well, that was the episode. To catch the rest of the episode and much and many, many more episodes, head on over to our patreon.com/crystalia. You get ad-free, no commercials on our podcast, and one extra episode a month. There's like 9 there now, backlog. So if you sign up now for only $6, you can check the last catalog, the back catalog. That's Patreon only for the congratulations. It's all sorts of extra shit there. So go check patreon.com/crystalia. Thanks and bye. Is that good?